A composer living in Philadelphia's Old City has written an opera about a long-forgotten woman who was murdered on her property 144 years ago. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the unearthing of Alice Tierney.
In 1880, a woman named Alice Tierney was found dead behind a boarding house at 105 Callow Hill Street in Philadelphia. It's a place described by a newspaper at the time as, quote, cheap and nasty. She was strangled and tied to a fence. Now composer Melissa Dunphy lives there. She found that newspaper account of the 144-year-old death. It was described at the time as an accident, something she finds hard to believe.
It would be the most freak accident, and it doesn't make sense.
To try to make sense of Alice Tierney, Dunphy wrote an opera about her.
With the smell of ginger and pears.
Alice Tierney, the opera, is not really about Alice Tierney, the person, but rather how modern-day archaeologists build a story around her. The librettist is Jacqueline Goldfinger, whose characters uncover artifacts, and then they project their own lies onto Alice's ghost.
Is this person a feminist? Are they pushing a story one way that maybe the story doesn't want to go, as opposed to someone who may have more misogynistic tendencies, who's pushing the story another way? And then as they find the objects, they summon their Alices.
Yes, she said Alices. There are three different versions of Alice in this opera performed by three singers at Westchester University. The opera plays this week, Friday and Saturday only. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.